Hard to believe we've come to the final show, the Tibbetts regular season summer theater for 2015. But with that show, it's almost like old home week. We welcome back some veteran actors and actresses to the summer theater cast, including in the studio, Gloria Logan. Welcome back.
Good morning. Thank you.
And for you, even more so, walking down memory lane, because the director of the show is a guy who was one of your students.
Yes, I've known Charles since he was about 15 years old.
Did you see the spark back then?
Absolutely. Probably the best Red student I ever had in my life, and very forthright and wonderful to work with then and now.
Okay. For you, coming out of the classroom, obviously, and teaching theater for a lot of years, were you doing shows while you were teaching
mm-hmm.
on stage?
I went back and started acting professionally in about 1989, I think, is when I returned to that. Mm-hmm. And I did that mainly in the summers, obviously. My school seasons were pretty full. We did 5 shows a year there.
Okay.
So.
All right. Most fun for you, teaching, acting? Is it tough to separate that?
Boy, the kids are wonderful, because I've often said, if you want something done, ask a teenager who doesn't know how hard it is until he's done it. We have an awful lot of fun doing that. Acting for me was sort of a selfish act in a way, because I only had to worry about me. I didn't have to worry about whether Ted was passing algebra or Sally was down with a cold or anything like that. Yeah. So it was selfish, but it was also, I really went back to it so that I could get on the other side, so I'd be more helpful to the kids and try to be more empathetic to being on the directed side rather than the director side.
Yeah. Well, and now seeing some of these young people coming through Tibbetts Summer Theater, some still in college, some just out of college, mm-hmm. that's got to be kind of neat too, isn't it?
Oh, it's wonderful. And it's almost a new age of theater. I hate to give television too much credit, but with shows like Glee and The Voice and America's Got Talent even, it seems that it's now become more okay for especially young men to be in dance and be in the arts.
Yeah.
So I'm glad to see that. And the talent that we saw, for example, in Pippin last week was just amazing.
Yeah. Well, this show is not really a sequel, but it comes kind of with the same name of last year's show. Alone Together was last year. Now Alone Together Again, this show. Kind of set up the premise for folks.
Well, this adult couple has just gotten rid of, so to speak, their adult children who have come home to nest, and they are now gone. And now their parents, so the grandparents, are coming home to roost, and they bring with them all their troubles and idiosyncrasies. It's a romp.
Okay. And where do you fit into that?
I'm an old geezer. I'm the mother of the daughter, which is an odd way to put that, yeah. But my husband and I come back. Actually, he runs away from me and goes to them, and I run after him to try and get him to see the light.
Okay, I've seen some of the scenes. Some other theaters have done it on YouTube, and there's some very, very funny scenes that you have.
I'm having a good time.
Okay.
Yes.
Also, then playing off then one of the other grandmothers in the show, and that's Donna Schulte.
Yes, the wonderful Donna Schulte.
How many shows have you guys done together? A gazillion?
Oh, a lot. Therefore, I think we had about a 17-year run where we did at least one and usually 2 or 3 shows together.
Okay.
And now we haven't done a show together in about 6 years. So we get to do this one, and then in the fall, we're doing Always a Bridesmaid together here at Tibbetts. And we're really looking forward to both of those.
Okay. So how is that away for those 4 or 5 years and coming back together again? Is it just like it was yesterday?
Pretty much. And we've certainly kept in very close contact, you know, using the internet and Facebook and email, etc. We have a lot of fun with email because she writes funny as well as being funny.
Yeah. Has she ever stopped laughing?
No.
Every time you're around Donna, you can't stop laughing, because she's the person who gets you laughing, whether it's on stage or in person. What are the funny parts about this show for you?
Oh, gosh. I just think it's charming the way that people interact and play off of each other. And Donna, I don't want to give anything away, but Donna is a woman who does not, an actress who does not like working with props. She has one of the largest props I think she's ever had to handle in this show. And let's just say she handles it bumpily.
Okay. Will people see their own situations, their own families in this show?
I think they'll see a lot in both the humor and the tender moments. There's a great deal about aging as we deal with this, that, and the other thing, as things just change as you get older, mm-hmm. and how you look at the world and how the world looks at you. So there's a lot of laughs, but there's also a lot of sentimental and just tender, heartfelt moments, too.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's so many folks now in the sandwich generation.
Absolutely, absolutely.
You know, aging parents, you got the kids yourself. Well, wait, I'm in that generation now too.
Careful.
It's that kind of thing that people can relate to that.
Indeed, indeed.
I think that's sometimes the best humor in the world. So.
Oh, I think it takes empathy to find humor in things. You have to find yourself in the joke to enjoy the joke.
Obviously, after all these years of teaching it and acting, you're still obviously enjoying it.
I'm having a ball. I'm just having a ball.
Yeah, that's great stuff. It opens on Thursday afternoon and Thursday night this week and next week. Alone Together Again, all-star cast. Tell us about some of the other folks in the cast.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Debbie Culver is back. She was in Dixie Swim Club last fall, and she's done other things as well. And, of course, Donna and I and the gentleman are new to me, and I think new, well, Alan Elliott has worked at the Tibbetts before. Mm-hmm. He's from Marshall. Yeah. And new, I believe, to the Tibbetts is Ken Pruitt. Okay. And he is the chair of the voice department in the music department at Western Michigan University. And he's just been more fun. He's a hoot. We've been having a lot of fun.
Okay. Looking forward to it. Should be a great show this weekend and next. It wraps up the Tibbetts Summer Theater season. Summer's over then when Summer Theater's done, right?
Summer Theater's over, but fall is right behind.
All right. Great. We'll see you on stage Thursday night. Thanks.
Thank you.
Gloria Logan, one of the cast members of Alone Together Again to wrap up the Tibbetts Summer Theater season. On this edition of our Tibbetts Talk.